This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. So we've come a long way in this adventure, an adventure that's going to lead us directly out of this box of space-time. Most of you are accustomed now to the idea that you would, in the process of watching this mind training of A Course in Miracles that is a systematic way of showing you an alternative through the transformation of your mind, who you really are. We're at a point in the course where we have completed the formal lesson 200 that informs us rather dramatically that there is no peace except the peace of God. And what it indicates to your conceptual mind is that all of the processes of the data that you've included in with your own self-identification are totally meaningless in the reality of eternal life. So we have a process now for the next 130 lessons where we are going to instigate in correspondence with you at this time and in this place, a continuing reminder of the availability of an alternative. We're beginning the practice, aren't we? Yeah? Is that the practice that you wanted to begin with? Did you want to remember that there are a repeat after lesson 200? There are 20 lessons that say very simply, I am not a body. I am free. I am still as God created me, and you're supposed to take that lesson when you first get up in the morning, and as you're walking around in the world and viewing it, suddenly a voice will say, wait a minute, I'm not a body. I am free. I'm still as God created me. Notice it's first person. Notice it's not somebody commanding you, you are not a body, you are free. It's, say it to me. I am not a body. Say that. You're not? No? Notice I'm not going to ask you what you are. I'm going to verify that when you said, I am not a body, you felt the freedom. Shall we try it again? I am not a body. Say it. Yeah, did you feel it? Now say I'm free. Huh. Is that the entire sum and substance of this teaching? Yes. I know that the conceptual mind complicates the idea of salvation or resurrection or transformation or parting the veil or metamorphosis or escape from time or a quantum moment. I'm not concerned about it at all. The requirement is that you individually, within your own mind and heart, have the experience. Okay? Remember in lesson 200, where you were directed to not consider alternatives within this time frame because none of them are true? Now, the objection that you have to that is tremendous, because you do conceptually object to my certainty of the meaninglessness of this world. Let's go back, and then we're going to go on with some meditative lessons because of the experience in the new centering of our mind that's going to occur. But I want to read just the first three paragraphs of 200 that are very emphatic in their declaration that there is no peace except the peace of God. Let's listen together. Seek you no further. You will not find peace except the peace of God. Accept this fact and save yourself the agony of yet more bitter disappointments, bleak despair, and sense of icy hopelessness and doubt. Seek you no further. There is nothing else for you to find except the peace of God, unless you seek for misery and for pain. Are you listening? This is the final point to which each one must come at last, to lay aside all hope of finding happiness where there is none, of being saved by what can only hurt, of making peace of chaos, joy of pain, and heaven out of hell. Attempt no more to win through losing, nor to die to live. You cannot but be asking for defeat. Are you listening? Now, yet you can ask as easily for love and for happiness and for eternal life in peace that has no ending. Ask for this and you can only win. To ask for what you have already must succeed. To ask that what is false be true can only fail. Forgive yourself for vain imaginings and seek no longer what you cannot find. For what could be more foolish than to seek and to seek and to seek again for hell, when you have but to look with open eyes to find that heaven lies before you through a door that opens easily to welcome you. Come home. You have not found your happiness in foreign places and in alien forms that have no meaning to you, though you sought to make them meaningful. This world is not where you belong. You're a stranger here, but it is given you to find the means whereby the world no longer seems to be a prison house or jail for anyone. Freedom is given you where you beheld but chains and iron doors, but you must change your mind about the purpose of the world if you would find escape. You will be bound till all the world is seen by you as blessed, and everyone made free of your mistakes and honored as he is. So what's the directive that we are going to undertake here? It begins with a moment's realization of an alternative that was not contained within your own conceptual analysis. The whole basis of this Course in Miracles is to bring about in you a metamorphosis. Remember all the words that we've been using? An idea that there's a continuing alternative going on in all of space and time that you can utilize. The simple direction of my Savior, Jesus Christ, who says to me in an emphatic fashion, you are in sin, or there was a moment when you were separated from the entirety of reality, and that you're reliving each moment the simple definition of fear by which you have defined yourself. The lessons that we are going to undertake, hopefully within this hour, will begin to offer you an experience of a time and place that you know very well within the entirety of the consciousness of your mind identity, but have been fearful of locating because of the loss of your need to continue to justify the moment of terror that is represented by the species. This is the new covenant through Jesus that directs you to the certainty of forgiveness and love expressed by eternal reality versus the idea of a revengeful God who is going to cause you to be fearful within this your own containment. All of this lesson is representing to you individually at this time and in this place that you, as you have entered into this arrangement of correspondence of mine with me, represent the entirety of the solution by the direction that I have given you, that the entirety of the problem is contained within your own projected concept of yourself, and that it's been holding you, remember, and what we just looked at, it's been holding you within a prison of the idea of a definition of yourself that has nothing to do with reality at all. So let's complete this idea now. I am not a body. Yeah. No, you there? No. The way that you're organizing me right now, in the contingencies of the representation of the illusion, are not true. You are free. Better. You are still as God created you. I'm a fabric of your conscious form association, assuring you that you're still as God created me. Say that to me. Huh? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the idea that all of the consciousness in the universe is contained within the fabric of the light association of your mind? Let's look at the process together for a moment. You have brought yourself into this time and place based on a momentary objective association of yourself, which you intend to demonstrate to the aggregation of dark form, which you call mass, light energy mass, that allows you to use the particulars of your own mind to deny the creative reality of the totality of source that you are in all of the universe. We've expressed this as a dream of death, haven't we? We've expressed this as a certainty that the transformation of your individual mind is the requirement for the entirety of the solution. The procedure that we're employing based on the mind training, the continuing release of our conceptual defenses, is showing us another alternative that while it appears to represent our correspondence in space-time, is in a literal sense a different, what you would call continuum of space-time. Though while it is still what you would call sequential, in other words, your human condition conceptualizes the idea of sequential time. It brings with it its own arrangements of itself, projects it from itself, and stretches a longevity of correspondence in separation. The offering of this miracle course is a miracle. because it's not at any particular moment not fully contained in all of the alternatives that you express. Millions of you now are beginning to postulate the idea of the possibility of a new mind based on the term that we employ, resurrection. Resurrection of the mind in association with the body, converted to a new illusion of identity that lasts for a moment and we depart this world. Now, so the lessons that we're going to do now today are going to be involved with the admission of your capacity watching this video to begin to have experiences in the progression you are making in the inevitable necessity for the transition, and that it is occurring here and now, and that through the procedure that I am sharing with you, within your own mind, I can enhance that possibility by the recognition of myself, which is the recognition of yourself in the admission that we share a single self with God. You say to me, I am one self. Yes. We are sharing at this moment in time the singularity of the realization that we are whole and perfect as we were created. It is a momentary retention of alternatives between time and eternity that represents the transition. There is no possibility, and you know very well, that you can remain within this contingency. Remember lesson 200, where we said to you, and I'm looking directly at you now, you don't belong here. This is not where you're from. Say, you want to practice a minute? Say to me, I'm not from here. No, you're not from here. The foxes have their burrows. As Jesus would say, Son of Man has no place to lay his head. All of these are biblical references of this Course in Miracles and the New Testament. Jesus, in his resurrecting mind, is very much aware that you will go through his Christ procedure to come to know who you are. That's a practice that we're employing right now. If you'll understand with me that I have no concern about your conceptual vernacular, I could care less whether you call this resurrection, parting the veil, undergoing an experience, a metamorphosis, entrance into the new sphere, associations of eternal life, are meaningless to me because my concern is only about your own conversion. It has nothing at all to do with the world. So let's take a look at how the reviews that we intend to do in the prayer mind training can be brought about by looking at what is going to be offered to us in these next 130 lessons. Listen. Words will mean little now. We use them but as guides on which we do not now depend. For now we seek direct experience of truth alone. The lessons that remain are merely introductions to the times in which we leave the world of pain and go to enter peace. Now we begin to reach the goal that this course has set and find the end toward which our practicing was always geared. Now we will attempt to let the exercises be merely a beginning, for we wait in quiet expectation for our God and Father. He has promised he will take the final step himself, and we are sure his promises are kept. We have come far along the road, and now we wait for him. We will continue spending time with him each morning and at night as long as it makes us happy. And for most of us, it's going to now make us very happy. We will not consider time a matter of duration now. We use as much as we will need for the result that we desire, nor will we forget our hourly remembrances in between, calling to God when we have need of him as we are tempted to forget our goal. I'm back with you just a moment. Could you see what the practice is going to give you now? Most of you who have entered into the idea of the mind training are beginning to have very broad experiences in this association. And the continuing practice of them offers us immediacies of solution within the time frame that then enter into our sequential time idea when we are tempted to continue the longevity of our experience of the road to nothing. Let's practice it. This is the time and place that you will depart the world. Yes. Was that one of the lessons in the practice of this course? Were you reminded in this Course in Miracles that all time is going on all the time? Is there a voice now deep within your consciousness saying, hey, it's not this? Are you waking up for the dream of the idea that this could possibly be life? That all of the containments of your fear and loneliness and loss could be a true correspondence of reality? The excitement that is emanating now within this time frame are individual minds suddenly finding correspondence within their associations. It's a true factor because it's an experience that you are having, and it will no longer be necessary for you to deny it conceptually, since your conceptual self was a denial. And that's why the mind training was necessary. Let's read a little more about this introduction. Listen. So we're at the transition point. Now do we come to him with but his word upon our minds and hearts and wait for him to take the step to us that he has told us through his voice he would not fail to take when we invited him. He has not left his son in all his madness, nor betrayed his trust in him. Has not his faithfulness earned him the invitation that he seeks to make us happy? We will offer it, and it will be accepted. So our times with him will now be spent. We say the words of invitation that his voice suggests, and then we wait for him to come to us. And the words that his voice suggests are, I am not a body, I am free, I am still as God created me, I have become an invitation by my denial of my body and the freedom that I feel, so that the sounding that has been offered to me since the beginning of time can be heard through the opening of a channel that I am providing. Are you listening to me? This is a promise being kept. Let's read just a little more. Now is the time of prophecy fulfilled. Now are all ancient promises upheld and fully kept. No step remains for time to separate from its accomplishments, for now we cannot fail. Sit silently and wait upon your Father. He has willed to come to you when you have recognized it is your will that he do so. And you could have never come this far unless you saw, however dimly, that it is your will. So we're at a point in this procedure where the experience is beginning to overwhelm us with its reality. And in this little interval that's left with us, we begin to represent within the slow continuum of time a continuing bright possibility as we cross, where at this time and space, out of the misdirection of the idea of potential or dark mass form within our minds, and we begin to share what? This enlightening experience. This is a prophecy. Every direction that the human species has ever given to itself in regard to its search for self-realization or the idea that it could escape from this bondage of space-time has been a surety that this would occur. I'm with you now, in your time and place, assuring you that it is occurring and did occur in the entirety of the idea of the occupation of yourself within time. The now moment, the holy instant, the quantum idea of objective reassociations that bring about the realization of your own mind is a continuing offering that has now become a part of your sequential idea within your own mind. You made a provision within your mind for, let's use word blank for a moment, that you didn't fill up with all of your conceptual thought forms. At that time, the availability of the expansion of the light forms of your consciousness identity was available to you. This is a very simple offering of this. Say to me, time lasted but a moment in my mind. Yes, time lasted but a moment in your mind, and this is the time that it lasted. And if you don't associate that just for a moment with fear, the love that you'll express in that realization will be what we share. Because this now moment, okay, will be a recognition of before time was and after it's over, and it will come together in this association. We're going to have to leave you for just a minute here. These are 30-minute segments in which we are offering this mind training. Okay, we're going to be back in just a moment to continue with the involved idea that from now on, all of these lessons of mind training will express to you only the continuing realization that we are sharing these moments, okay, when the time of pain and death was replaced instantly by a recognition of who we are. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go because God is the mind with which we think. We're going to say together at this time and place as we enter into this new sequentiality of realization that God blesses us, everyone. We'll see you in just a moment. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. We're glad you're back with us now, because we've become very much involved with the idea of the occurrence of that transformation. I'm aware from the thousands and thousands, fast becoming millions, who are undergoing this continuing experience of transformation that was previously inexpressible within this continuum, except in conceptual observation of it, which always reduced it to an idea of a continuation of the necessity for your involvement in the ordeal, which you might have even have identified as pain and loneliness and death. The certainty that you're expressing with me now is a simple declaration of self-cause. The mind training has brought you to a fundamental admission that you are the cause of this world, all right? That the problem of who you are and the solution of your true identity is contained within you, okay? Shall we share that together? Say to me, I am the cause of this world. Yeah. the world that you see out there projected from your conceptual self-identity is representing to you exactly the results that you want in the particulars of the belief of who you are. This training, ostensibly, has brought you to the point where you said, hey, wait a minute, I'm not going to depend on my own projections of pain and loneliness and death that justified this body form. I don't want them anymore. Okay? All of them, okay, I have been reminded that all of them have only led me to another episode of death. And I've decided I don't want to die anymore. Could you see that just for a moment? That the idea of death, the idea of that body form, the idea that you could possibly get old and age and let this little formulation of mass represent real life or eternal life has become ridiculous to you. Because it is ridiculous. Say to me, I am whole and perfect as I was created. Yes. Yes. What does Jesus say? Let's remind ourselves of that. Okay. Let's look at it together. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Do it once more. All power, all of the power that could ever be in all the universe is contained initially in the potential of your association with yourself in time. Your fear of releasing it is your fear of the tremendous power that can be asserted and extended by your own creative mind. Okay, would you like some more words in that regard? How about, I'm the only living son of God? Say it. Why don't you try it? I'm the only living son of God. Why are you concerned about that idea? Why are you concerned about your need to justify the idea that you're whole and perfect as you were created? Certainly you're going to admit that I'm a part now of your objective associations with yourself. Certainly you're going to admit that I'm a product of your mind somewhere within this identification of falsity that you think is you. If you will admit that, you must admit that while you may object to this message, my certainty of the unreality of the world, it is impossible that it has not somewhere been entertained within your time cycle. What I'm telling you is that this is the time and place, okay, within the fabric of your need to find a solution that you found was not in this continuum of time, that this solution came to you. And these words did begin to mean something to you. And you did leave this world. And we are back in home, in heaven, together. From the Bible, what you bind in your own contingency of time, will be bound in heaven, because both heaven and earth are in your mind. You can't bind it in reality, but through the objection, through pain and fear and loneliness, you can believe that you are separate. And since you are the entirety of the universe, when you appear to be separate, the universe will not be free. Now what's happening? You're in a transition of freeing yourself from the identity of dark form contained within space-time that represented but a moment and was over long ago. Let's read just a little more now about the promises that have been made in this time and place concerning what's happening to you right now. Listen. I am so close to you, we cannot fail. Father, We give these holy times to you in gratitude to him who taught us how to leave the world of sorrow in exchange for its replacement given us by you. We look not backward now, we look ahead and fix our eyes upon the journey's end. Accept these little gifts of thanks from us as through Christ's vision we behold a world beyond the one that we made and take that world to be the full replacement of our own. And now we wait in silence, unafraid and certain of your coming. We have sought to find our way by following the guide you sent to us. We did not know the way, but you did not forget us. And we know that you will not forget us now. We ask but that your ancient promise be kept, which are your will to keep. We will with you in asking this. The Father and the Son, whose holy will created all that is, can fail in nothing. In this certainty, we undertake these last few steps to you and rest in confidence upon your love, which will not fail the Son who calls to you. Are you having that experience suddenly of the realization of the wholeness of you in the correspondence with your awakening idea of yourself? Would you like to admit to me that I'm in your dream? If you share this with me just for a moment, you can understand that the species who you identify as Homo sapien is perfectly well aware, not only in the contingencies of his search for a solution, but in virtually all of his literature that he's asleep. Mm-hmm. In the Old Testament, remember, where we read that Adam fell asleep, that you're east of Eden, and all of the other terms of historic reference in religious vernacular still proclaim or direct you to the certainty that you're asleep. It doesn't say that you're awake. It says that you're in a dream of death that lasted but a moment, and that the time of that awakening is at hand. There's a final paragraph I'm going to read to you, and then we'll come back and talk together about the possibility that this is really happening to you. It's going to remind you of what your previous condition was, because it's going to point out to you how determined you were within your own conceptual factoring of self not to hear this simple message. Listen. We had a wish that God would fail to have the Son whom he created for himself. We wanted God to change himself and be what we would make of him. Are you listening to this? And we believed that our insane desires were the truth. Now we're glad that this is all undone and we no longer think illusions true. The memory of God is shimmering across the wide horizons of our mind. A moment more, and it will rise again. A moment more, and we who are God's Son are safely home where he would have us be. Wow. Now is the need for practice almost done. For in this final section, we will come to understand that we need only call to God, and all temptation will disappear. Instead of words, we need but feel his love. Instead of prayers, we need but call his name. Instead of judging, we need but be still and let all things be healed. We will accept the way God's plan will end as we receive the way that it started. Now it is complete, because this time and place has come at last when we can see the truth of our reality. There is a lot of excitement going on, not only in the studio, but out in the world, because the idea of the immediacy of the transformation of your mind in this time and place is out in the world. Wherever you're watching this video, and it could be anywhere, as I understand, there suddenly is occurring within the idea of your own conceptual self a need to have this experience. What occurs is, okay, you need the experience, you attempt to search for it in your concepts, and you can't find it. And just for a moment, you get very irritated. You say, what happened to that moment that I just had? I ought to be able to find it within my concepts. You have learned in this mind training that it's not in your concepts. The necessity to have the experience had to be the release of the defenses that you employed in order to hold on to your self-identity. Now, it can be obvious to you why it's termed an ordeal. When Jesus of Nazareth says in the New Testament, you must be born again, and that it will be an ordeal that you must undergo, he means that. And he means that wherever the particulars of the true necessity for you to have an alternative in this world occur. Okay, that could be in Vietnam or in the Garden of Gethsemane, or in a sudden idea that you were undergoing an intolerable experience within your own mind. I'm not certain, or am I concerned about how it occurs in your own conception, but I promise you this, the time will come and did when you began to have true experiences of alternatives that for just a moment were not contained in the organization of your temporal procedure. Indeed, these are moments of fear. I'm going to review real quickly with you just a little bit of lesson 196. Remember four lessons ago, the lesson that says, it is but myself I can crucify. It's a simple idea that you're the cause of everything that's happening to you. The problem is this. Once you have placed it outside of yourself, it becomes an enemy from which you must protect yourself. And okay, if you release your defenses, is it not so, as you have informed me, that that enemy is going to attack you? Yes. I'm not denying that just for that moment you're going to feel that fear, because it is what? A transition moment when you no longer reject the ideas of fear and loneliness that have held you in the separation. All right? I've heard this expressed in every culture, every religion, every science idea of the need to escape from time. Okay, the idea that there's an event horizon that you're afraid to approach because it will be the loss of your body mass identity. How absurd. How absurd. The universe is mind. Say that to me. Yeah. This universe is mind. The idea of power, the idea of light, the idea of energy, the idea of certainty and love through the forgiveness and recognition of each other is what this mind training is bringing about in you. Just for a moment when you lay down that defense, WAPO! Now, what do we need at that point? This assurance. We need to understand that we are indeed in a transition and that it's going to occur. And it's going to occur where? Say in my mind. Say that to me. It's in my mind. Yes, all the fear that I had held outside of me and identified as my enemy or as other human bodies in our need to share the notation of getting old and sick and dying are suddenly pressing in on me. Okay, the offering that I have now, secure and in my mind, if I let it be, that these are only my own thoughts. Okay. The lesson is, it is only myself that I crucify. Okay. Say to me, the war against myself is almost over. Say it. Yeah. Finally, you're going to say, the hell with it. But when you lay down your arms for just a moment, it may appear to you that it doesn't work, because connected to your cause and effect relationship is the idea of attack and defense. Obviously, if you defend yourself, you will be attacked. Let's try that in the mind training. If I defend myself, I am attacked. Not I will be attacked, I am attacked. My act of defense is what attack is. So that the moment that I lay down my defense, I may increase the idea of the attack mode for just that moment. The mind training of the experience of the continuing transition, metamorphosis of you as a human identity has progressed to the point where you are losing your fear of alternatives and you're letting them enter into your consciousness state. I'm determined to read just a little bit about this point that you're doing it to yourself. Listen with me. So it's only myself I crucify. Salvation's song can certainly be heard in the idea that we practice. If it can but be you you crucify, you did not hurt the world and need not fear its vengeance and pursuit. Nor need you hide in terror from the deadly fear of God projections hide behind. The thing you dread the most is your own salvation. Could you hear that? You are strong, and it is strength that you want, and you are free, and you're glad of freedom. You have sought to be both weak and bound because you feared your strength and freedom, yet salvation lies in them. Listen, there is an instant in which terror seems to grip your mind so wholly that escape appears quite hopeless. When you realize once and for all that it is you you fear, the mind perceives itself as split, and this has been concealed while you believed attack could be directed outward and returned from outside to within. It seemed to be an enemy outside you had to fear, and thus a god outside yourself became your mortal enemy and the source of all your fear. Listen, here's the point. Now, for an instant is a murderer perceived within you, eager for your death, intent on plotting punishment for you until the time when it can kill at last. Yet in this instant is the time as well in which salvation comes. For fear of God has what? Disappeared. And you can call on him to save you from illusions by his love, calling him Father and yourself his Son. Let's pray together that this instant may be soon, today perhaps, right now, step back from fear and make advance to love. Most of you are more excited at the idea of the ordeal than you are fearful. Can you just want to share this with me? The idea that you would be fearful is what have caused you to protect yourself within this own, your own body form. I'm attempting to represent to you as an enlightened mind my certainty that it was your mind that was enlightened. My Savior Jesus Christ was very emphatic in his teaching that through his resurrection you were resurrected. And while you like to continue to deny that in your own conceptual form, it would have to be reasonably true to you if you'd look at it. The idea that you would be suffering loneliness and pain and loss within your own conceptual body and have a variant associations of sin or separation could not indicate to you the immediacy of the solution represented by anybody in all of space-time. It's the same fundamental idea that anybody will be your savior if you'll let them. You want to share that with me? You want to really look at what I'm offering you in the light of my own mind? Okay. My salvation, who I really am, my recognition of myself, my wholeness of identity depends on you. Ask me, say to me, does your salvation depend on me? Is this a little dare involved in this? Say to me, you mean I'm going to have to save you? Huh? Did you say it? Huh? Who else is there in the world to save me? If you believe that you are separate from your true source, you cannot not believe that I am also separate, because I represent to you that moment in time when we were separate. Okay, so we keep a distance between us in our body form, okay? Use ourselves in our sequential thought patterns to identify ourselves in aging processes. This is one of the lessons that I love to do, because I'm certain that you're looking at me within your own concepts of body and believe that my body is actually separate from yours. while that can be true in the perspective of your need to remain in the longevity of your aging process so that you can represent yourself as that body and you can get old and sick and die and rotten and fall down into the dust, I am within your conceptual aggregation of thought form at this moment telling you that's ridiculous. Why don't you look up my history? Why don't you discover who the hell this master teacher is? He's going to have all sorts of particulars about how he lived in this world and how for the last 400 years or 500 or 600 or 75 or 20 or 5, you are able to find identities of historic reference that bind him as well as you to the idea that there is a world. This world was over a long time ago. Just for a moment you have forgotten. Okay? You are suffering from a moment of amnesia where you don't remember who you are. Now, it's ridiculous if you look at it within the context that I am offering you. The one certainty that can be known in all of life is what it is, since life is what everything is, and that's the certainty that you have found with me. And this is the time and place where you discovered it. Let's look together just a moment now, because very shortly this hour is going to be up. I have taken your measurement of the idea of sequentiality within your own time and helped you to come to a time and place within the fabric of time where the instant availability of the complete realization of who you are in time and space is available to you. All of the ideas of the conceptual form mind that have held you in an idea that you were locked in that prison of the aging process have left you. Practice, at no single moment does my body exist at all. Say it. Yeah. You have no need to be concerned about the future. You have no need to be concerned about the result that are going to happen to you by your previous experience. Remember the lesson? You have placed your future in the hand of God. We are experiencing together, all right, the certainty that the past is gone. We have no concern about it. The future is not yet. Why would we direct our attention to it? At this time and place, we feel the fulfillment of the realization of the conversion of the energies of our body form. I'm offering it to you now in a correspondence of light that will enlighten your mind, because your eye has become single in the realization of the truth that we share together. We are not in the dualistic idea of separation. We realize that we share a single reality and indeed a single body as we merge together in the correspondence of the illusion of light that previously represented us. We're going to go on with some of this teaching, and I hope that you'll stay with us or tune in again whenever you get a chance to understand the conversion has been increased now in the rapidity of the recognition of the truth of you. Thank you for your tolerance of my uncompromising determination of your perfection, so we can remember together that God goes with us wherever we go, very simply because God is the mind with which we think. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone.